Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us from the third annual Security and Prosperity Partnership Treason event. The latest developments. Then in 30 minutes, Connie Fogle, Canadian Action Party, pops in. And then also Art Hammond also reporting up there on what's happening. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Jimmy in Michigan. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm the most positive person ever calls into the show, I believe. I just sent copies of Jerome Corsi's book off last week to all my state and federal representatives, including the county sheriff, my township supervisor, and my state representatives, the senator and the state representative, have called me back and read the book, and they're asking, what can we do? What do we do? And I just told them, just keep educating more and more people, because if we resist, there's nothing that they can do. Absolutely nothing. So it is working. Jerome Corsi is a genius. It's a very good book, and I'm just so glad that I'm able to do something like this. It was your idea. I took it and ran with it, and it works great.
So you're having a good effect with people in your area.
Yes, I am. Yes, I very much so. And people in the township are waking up to it. I put it in the township library. I donated to them so that they would have a copy. I put it in the newspaper saying that, hey, this book is there. Go read it. It's been checked out a few times. I've been checking into it.
And that sounds like something small, but no, that's huge. And that's why I said everybody should go to InfoWars.com. We have it at the cheapest price you're going to find, and buy three or four copies of it to give to friends and families and neighbors so they can actually have the documents. But listen, as great as Late Great USA is, wait until you see Endgame. Endgame, I mean, we go to Canada. We're here in Texas with the SPP and the NAFTA highways. I mean, it is... Of the 2 hours and 20 minutes, and that's how long Endgame is, I'd say about an hour of it is about the North American Union and the SPP and the NAFTA highways and the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor. And wait till you've got this visual tool for people. I cannot wait to release this film. It is going to just blow people away. Good to hear from you. I really appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Cliff. And, Cliff, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Idaho, and thanks for taking my call, Alex. This is really important. About 9 months ago, I informed Mel and Mark Richards of 1260 AM in Idaho Falls about the SPP, and they called me a conspiracy nut.
Uh-huh.
So I finally got mad, just like you do sometimes, and I told them their program, Probing America, they couldn't probe their butt with both hands to find research. So I guess it done some good because they got a hold of Representative Joanne Woods in Rigby, and she's in the state legislature, and she came on her program after she'd done some research, and they're putting in a paper in the legislature up here not to abide by the SPP or anything like that.
Well, now they've introduced and passed legislation trying to block highway funds federally. And see, these are probably good guys. And to them, to have the president lie and have Limbaugh lie, they hear that and they go, they can't be lying. It's such a bald-faced lie that it takes them back. But now, because you challenged them, and because they did finally look into it, now, it's one thing the government's trying this. It's another thing when they're lying to get it done. See, that's what people finally figure it out, and now you're going to have those guys on your side.
They are, because I talked to them this morning, and I took a recording of your program yesterday when Corsi was on, of him when he came on, and you know he couldn't get his permit, you know, for the World at Nailey, and now I know that he has got it. But I'm going to tape the one today, too, because I've got access, you know, to you and Austin and everything, you know, on the computer.
You're awesome. You're awesome. You keep it up, my friend. God bless you. This is how we're going to win, see? All of you out there spreading the information. We're going to beat these people. You just first have to realize that it's possible.
K Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Connie Fogel of the Canadian Action Party joining us in 25 minutes. Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, The Late Great USA, available at Infowars.com, bookstore and video store. Such an important book, and I wouldn't just get one copy, I'd get several. This information is absolutely vital to the future of this republic. He is in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, right across the water there. There is the French area, you know, where you really get into French proper. And he is now there, ladies and gentlemen, about to go back into Montebello. And he wrote a great article for World and Daily this week, and Congress tells Bush back off SPP agenda. So to give us a report on the big press conference they had, the demonstrations they're witnessing, he just talked to him during the break. He described it as militarized city, roadblocks, is Dr. Jerome Corsi from the third annual Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Union Integration Body. Welcome, sir.
Alex, great to be with you. And, it's pretty remarkable because yesterday on Sunday, when I mentioned that I was not going to be able to get press credentials, which is what I thought yesterday, then we had a press conference here. I covered the press conference for WorldNet Daily. Howard Phillips of the coalition to block the North American Union chaired the press conference. And when I got finished with it, just before noon, I called over again and say what was going on. And they said, well, your press credentials have been approved. Come on over and pick them up. So as far as I can tell, the only thing that happened was your listeners must have gotten on the horn, and somehow the word got out, but my credentials did get approved. And the protests started yesterday. There were protests here in Ottawa in front of the Parliament building, and there's police all over the place. I'm told the roads to Montebello are roadblocked, and I'm going to have credentials to get through the roadblocks, and I'll be taking my camera and photographing those. But I intend to get my credentials this afternoon. I've got to get some more radio done. By 5 o'clock, I'm going to drive up to Montebello and see what's required to get in tomorrow to cover the final press conference that the three leaders will have at the end of their meeting.
Are you going to be on Coast to Coast tonight?
I have to get in touch with George Norrie. I've been so busy. It has been just, you know.
No, me too. They just contacted me, and I even missed the call Friday. But I got a sneaking suspicion they're going to want you on. If I know they'll want you on in the first hour. That's the case, because I want to hear what's happened myself tonight by the end of the day.
I will. I'll contact with George Norrie and see if we can't set that up.
Yeah, that's good. Bottom line here, this is unprecedented to have an 18-mile security cordon with checkpoints, and to have that now be confirmed. You said you've talked to others that have seen it. You're going to be going through later this afternoon to confirm that, and then, of course, joining us tomorrow with another report. But I'm going to be on the phone with you this afternoon. I need to know immediately to put an article out. This is unprecedented that not only is it treasonous, but that they would have checkpoints on top of it.
There's checkpoints on the road. We're going to have to go through checkpoints to get up to Montebello. That I've been watching the local news coverage in Ottawa because they've had cameras up there all day. And it looks like there's Royal Canadian Mounted Police all over Montebello. They're going to land George Bush in on the golf course, and they have to bring him in a golf cart. And you can imagine the security that they've got up there. It's like it's a militarized zone. This might as well be probably be easier to bring George Bush into the middle of Baghdad.
Might as well be East Berlin in 1945.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is, and I'm sure when I get up there, I'm going to see not only Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I'm going to be looking for signs of U.S. military, seeing all the various signs I can see. I noticed when I came into Ottawa yesterday, there was a huge C-130 parked at the airport. I wondered what that was about. And, of course, there was no one to ask, and if you did ask, you'd probably be arrested immediately for wanting to know. But this is I consider being in Ottawa right now, Alex, as being in a militarized zone. You're dealing with a city that's pretty much under pretty heavy lockdown the closer you get to Montebello. And without credentials, I don't think anybody's getting in there.
Now, I'm here looking at PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and on some other sites even more. I've seen at least 10 mainstream articles and even more TV reports, and they're all negative, even mainstream news, saying it's destroying our sovereignty, 9 major unions are against it, all these teachers' groups are against it, the Teamsters are against it, they're liars, we have their documents, it is a North American union. I was looking at this right before you came on, and I went, it's hidden in plain view. A huge story here, the dam has broken, at least in Canadian press, Dr. Corsi. They are now calling it what it is, and it looks to me like the hoax has been blown wide open. I mean, they're reporting that it's a tyranny-pushing system.
I think finally, Alex, with all the pressure, and of course your show's been on it, you know, one of the very first to even mention it. Even before I was on the story, you were on the story. And now there's just enough momentum that the pressure from the even the mainstream media, we had a press conference here. The room was filled with cameras. We had the equivalent of the Canadian Associated Press here. There was extensive coverage, I think, coming out of this press conference. And, you know, the Canadians are now upset that Connie Fogel was at the press conference. She's the head of the Canadian Action Party. And Connie Fogel said most Canadians are upset about transparency. You know, Canadians have a standard, as we do in the United States, that public meetings ought to be open. But you said it's more than that, and that now the concerns are down to sovereignty. And, of course, her party has, you know, been pushing the whole issue that the secrecy is for a reason. And I think, Alex, what's finally catching on is the question I ask is the beginning question in my book, The Late Great USA. And I'm saying, why, 6 years into a war on terror, does George Bush not have our borders with Mexico and Canada secured? You know, there are terrorists who come across that border. Hezbollah terrorists that were set up shop in Dearborn, Michigan, are in federal prison. George Bush knows terrorists that come across the border. I'm saying that immigration, this illegal immigration, is really just the symptom. The cause is the Security and Prosperity Partnership and the elite agenda and the multinational corporate agenda to get Mexico and Canada merged with the United States to plug it into a world trade as a module. And it's a world trade agenda. And the middle class of America, I think now especially, headed into a recession, realizing that millions of jobs have been outsourced to slave labor in China, the exploitation of the Mexican workers that is going on. You know, if you allow the multinational corporations to use slavery, you know, in part we fought a civil war over states' rights.
Yeah, slave goods is not free trade goods.
Not free trade goods. When I was at Harvard, I took a lot of international economics, and the premise of international trade was not that the competitive advantage of a nation justifying it to participate in world trade was like China. They subsidized their currency. They used slaves or near slaves in the production of goods. They allowed their manufacturing companies to destroy the environment. That would have been considered unfair trade. And all the free trade provisions that would have protected a nation, you know, such as anti-slavery clauses, anti-currency support clauses, the Bush and Clinton administrations have taken out of these so-called free trade.
There's no
agreement.
Environmental standards, no workers' comp, and then
no.
The very same crews pushing internationalism and pushing this neo-mercantilism are the ones then trying to stack even more regulations on us here, and then they openly snicker in their policy reports and say that it's not about, you know, helping workers, it's about driving the jobs into consolidated hands, mainly in China, as you said, for neo-mercantilism to literally wage economic war to destroy the free market.
Well, it is. It's a form of, you know, it's like 14th century Venetian mercantilism writ large. And, you know, unfortunately, it's the same formula that the fascists used. In other words, the state was there to protect the growth of these mega multinational corporations that were going to protect everybody. And it didn't work in Venetian mercantilism. It doesn't work, didn't work in fascism. It's not going to work today. Finally, you've got economists like this Alan Blinder over here at Princeton University. And, you know, he was one of the big pushers of this with the Clinton administration on the whole NAFTA agenda and free trade. Finally, Blinder gave a statement, and the Wall Street Journal picked it up a few months ago. I quoted it in my book where he said, we're going to lose 40 million jobs in the next few decades. 40 million. That's more manufacturing jobs than we have in the United States today.
Well, I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, head of the Treasury, on, and he broke down the numbers, the Fed's own numbers that just came out. There has been not one new high-tech job, you know, to replace old ones. That is not one new one in growth in the last 7 years.
Well, people have to ask themselves, you know, the currency has been systematically devalued. It's worth down about 25% from when the euro was created in 2002. That's not by accident. A dollar crisis, which is brewing right now, the Fed, when it increased the discount rate last Friday to, you know, save a crash by more artificial liquidity being pumped into the system, very few people noticed it, but the dollar took a nosedive. Well, the more liquidity, more rate easing the Fed does, the dollar is going to tank.
Well, that's it. I mean, just one reason is that people aren't going to buy dollars if the interest rate is lower on it.
Precisely. They can get better interest rates than the euro. The European Central Bank has raised rates.
What?
People have got to ask themselves, Alex.
Right now, what are they getting, like 8%, and you're getting like 3-4% on the dollar?
There's a huge disparity right now between the rates you can get in Europe and that you can get here, especially with us tending now to want to lower rates to stop this huge tanking of the stock market.
Yeah, it's either tank the dollar or tank the market, but then once the dollar tanks, it's going to tank the stock market even worse. So,
and either way, the middle class suffers. People got to ask themselves when they say, look, you know, I'm working two jobs, my wife is working a job, we still can't buy what we bought 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and we have no prospect of putting the kids through college if we can keep our house or our job.
And meanwhile, they're meeting in Montebello, Canada, trying to push even more of the same medicine that's got us so sick. Dr. Corsi, stay there. 5 more minutes on the other side. I want you to just tell us what happened at the press conference, what the mood is like, tell us when you're going to be going back through the checkpoints. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Then Connie Fogel will be joining us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 20th, 2007. Gold, 664 90 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $676.16, $333.65 for half, $166.83 for quarter. That's $676.16, $333.65, and $166.83. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end.
The globalists openly state that they engineer each stage of globalization until an engineered crisis that they design then brings it to a head. Then they offer the next stage of globalization as the answer to the last policy that they publicize as a failure. It's really not a failure. Like Iraq's not a failure. They plan to be there permanently, to have sectarian war, to break it in three parts. They just told the public something else. It's the same thing with this. Problem, reaction, solution, order out of chaos. They debase the dollar, blow out the economy. Then the answer is the Amero, which will first be just pegging the three currencies together, then moving to a standardized currency. The Trilateralists wrote that in 1973. Dr. Corsi joins us from right outside the conference, the SPP conference, where treason is being committed. Congress now is in the process of passing or trying to pass bills blocking federal funds for super highways. People are waking up and resisting everywhere. I mean, is this the beginning of the end for these people, Dr. Corsi?
I think, Alex, that it is. That once the light of day is shown on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, I don't think the elitists or the multinational corporations, or George W. Bush will be able to find a dark corner in which to hide. Because the American people will solidly reject this agenda, and we've exposed it thanks to talk radio, thanks to the Internet. I mean, your show didn't exist in Europe in 1957. There was no way for people to share this information and get this knowledge out. When Duncan Hunter submitted that resolution to the transportation bill, and it got passed so overwhelmingly in the House that no money could be used by the Department of Transportation to participate in SPP working groups. That was a real death knell to SPP.
I was about to say, it wasn't a shot across the bow. It was a shot with a howitzer directly into the bridge.
Oh, this put a huge hole, below the waterline in the boat. And then you've got these 22 congressmen who have signed this letter to George Bush, saying, don't go up there to Ottawa, to Montebello, Quebec, and sign any more secret agreements until you come back here to Canada, the United States, and check with the United States Congress on oversight.
That's why we see Robert Pastor, the tool of the globalist, the front man minion, just like Woodrow Wilson, same type, claiming he wrote all this up. We got stuff 50 years old saying it. That's why he's now claiming another terror attack, as you have said, is
right.
Going to be the catalyst, because now they're going to claim it's to fight terror. I mean, that's like saying pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting it is to fight fire. I mean, he's got a lot of nerve.
Well, and also, Pastor, first of all, Pastor is not just an academic. When he was in the National Security Council under Jimmy Carter, he engineered the Panama Canal going to Panama. If we get a next Democratic administration coming in, as president in the next election, 2008, Robert Pastor could be front and center.
That's right. He is a trilateralist, high-level minion.
He was advising John Kerry, and he was probably going to be on the National Security Council again under a Kerry administration. And he would pursue this building of a North American community and the creation of the Amero and all his other ideas about, North American community institutions. So, and then what's going on is he did say a next 9/11 crisis, but Alex, we've got a crisis brewing right now with the stock market and the dollar. This is a huge crisis. This is not a small problem. The irresponsible generation of credit, the money supply being pumped by Alan Greenspan and now by Bernanke, the Federal Reserve, had an orgy of people borrowing money that shouldn't have, and they knew that that would have to come to rest. When that comes to roost right now, which it's doing, it's going to be $3 to $10 trillion just lost in the financial system.
And by the way, I've seen them brag that the globalists were creating this credit bubble to try to salve globalization and cover up what it was really doing until it was too late. But they haven't gotten their architecture in place yet before it collapses. So when it collapses, they're not going to be at the next launch pad level to move forward with the next phase.
And we've got to be careful, because what will happen is that if the dollar collapses, you can bet the arguments are going to come forward saying we need to have a regional market, a regional currency, in order to compete with Europe and to be on a level footing. That's why this crash has occurred, because you didn't give us enough global.
And by the way, that's what Pastor said. He said, terrorist or economics, we're going to push it in those two veins. You're absolutely right. I'm going to stay in contact with you, sir, throughout the afternoon, get some lunch. What time are you going to try to go into the martial law perimeter?
I'm going to go right now and pick up my credentials, and at 5 o'clock I'm driving out of Ottawa, headed up to Montebello. 5 o'clock this evening, Eastern Time.
Okay, I'm gonna call you around that time if it's okay.
Sounds great, Alex.
Thank you so much for joining us. People can get your book at InfoWars.com, read your columns at WorldNetDaily.com. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, and I really honor and pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate the support.
Thank you,
Alex.
Thank you for reporting for us. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Connie Fogel, then Howard Phillips.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB Grocery Stores, Medicine Shop Pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Welcome back. Connie Fuggles with us for the next 10 minutes. Then we got Howard Phillips. He's also there, heading up the fight against the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Union. Connie is in her car. They're in Ottawa right now. Connie, what do you think of all the demonstrations, all the bad press in Canada, finally, that the SPP is getting?
I don't know what the press is doing here with it. If there's some good press and they're finally getting some press, that's good. But I can just tell you that the little bit of media I dealt with today already from Canada, as a result of a press conference I was on with a group of people from the United States, the Canadian media is so disappointing. They're clueless. They ask you questions. They're so stupid. I mean, it's an embarrassment. I can't. It's awful. I'm totally embarrassed that the media in Canada is so uninformed and continue. And when they do ask me questions, what they want to do is sensationalize the fact that I'm at this press conference, and they're trying to make a thing of all these diverse people coming together, and it's like a sensational something because we've got to be diametrically opposed. How can you manage to be these bedfellows together? And instead of focusing on the issues, they're trying to be
Exactly. They always try to drive wedges. In the patriot community, that's what they do. They'll say, this person's with this group, or they're with that group.
That's exactly what they were doing to me today. And I mean, and I had said, well, just what do you mean we're talking about? You know, we're dealing in fundamental principles, issues that are universal here. We're talking about freedom.
The issue is we got a secret meeting going on, and we got the four-year documents last year, how it is a North American union, and the Congress of the United States has written a letter telling Bush they don't like him being up there, don't sign secret agreements. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's the issue, and the people.
You know what I do? I just don't respond to media when they bring up points that are distractions. Just out of my mouth comes the issue I want to talk about.
That's what I try to do too, to divert it. But it's just that it's I feel so frustrated by the fact that the media is so god awful.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, it looks like that you didn't have a very good time with that huge press conference that Dr. Corbin just told us about. But he seemed to be upbeat. But I certainly understand your frustration. The good news is
these are my questions that they came to me with after the meeting, during the questions that were asked during the press conference, and the answers that were given were superb. It was a superb press conference. The presentations were absolutely wonderful. All the issues that all of us who are in the know have been talking about were totally covered and extremely well. Just extremely well. There was just a universal a concurrence amongst us. I felt really, really proud and happy to be included and so grateful and satisfied with the contribution that was being made. And the questions, even some of the questions, even to the press conference, were tried to be a bit divisive, but the chairman handled it really, really well, and he did an excellent job. It was the questions from the mainstream media, Canadian media, that came to me after the fact, where they were trying to do this, like what you described, you know, this pull differences amongst the patriot movement.
Yeah, but rather than focus on what the establishment's always going to do, I am pleased to see a bunch of mainstream news articles here that maybe you haven't seen, Connie, because you've been busy.
I haven't. Yeah.
You know, saying partnership viewed as a threat to sovereignty.
Good.
Protests begin ahead of Montebello Summit. And then when you read deeper into these articles, it's making statements and really admitting that it is circumventing the governments
Good.
And the people and our
Good.
Secret.
Good. Well, you know, I think the fact of this press conference, that was an absolutely excellent initiative. And the material, good press packages were put together and got out to all the media. So they had a lot of information to examine and would have helped them in the reporting that they're doing today. I have absolutely no question in my mind about that. The quality of this press conference that was put together was just superb. And so the media cannot complain that they haven't been provided with documentation that's excellent. So I'm great. That's good. I'm good. I'm glad. Fine. How many years is it? 2005. It's 2.5 years since we've known about this stuff. And our media up here has just been so absolutely stupidly silent.
Well, here's the incredible part. Just like with our amnesty bill, for 4 months they said it's a secret bill, but just trust us, it is an amnesty. And then we got the bill, and it was, I thought it would be the previous Kennedy bill, which was bad enough and was amnesty, it was even worse.
Yes.
It was more than amnesty. It was pardons for aggravated felons, instant citizenship for 12 years, a Social Security card to welfare, first visit. I mean, it was allowing corporations to pay to bring illegals here. I mean, but the point is, with that, they said it's secret. Now, it's the same thing with this. They signed an agreement in March of 2005 up at Crawford Ranch outside Waco here in Texas, just north of me. Then they have meetings last year in secret, totally secret meetings that weren't even announced that were happening. I mean, and then now they have a meeting where the press isn't allowed in, and what happens is secret, and it's the executive branches doing it with the bureaucracies, and we've got legislative members of Parliament and Congress writing letters saying they want to know what's happening, and the executives are saying no. I mean, that's treason right there.
Well, exactly. And exactly. And, I mean, I have to compliment that there's been some good leadership coming out of the States, and I'm so grateful for that because that's going to be our salvation. And it's forcing, I think, it's going to force the people in Canada finally to get off their butts and to do something. Like, they're so limp-wristed, lily-livered people in that are elected people, aside from the ones that are complicit and are participating in the treason. Those others, all the rest of them that are the underlings, they've all been running and hiding and pretend, you know, just, it's so incredible what's happened. What you're doing and what I'm doing and what the group today was doing and having this meeting and the whole Patriot movement in the States is a good movement. It's giving excellent leadership and it's giving hope. I had young people come up with two young people, a certain type of media, alternative media came up to me after the press conference and they were saying, you know, well, it's all so bad and there's all so much stuff has already happened and is there any hope? Do you think we can really do anything about it? And you know, so I have concrete examples I can give them to the fact that things are happening in the States where there's a good resistance movement developing that has some good possibilities, and that's leadership that's going to flow into Canada and help us in here to be able to mobilize our people.
Connie Fogel, there was a big article in Saturday's Houston Chronicle that opened the article saying Illuminati, black helicopters, Trans-Texas Corridor. So immediately it was, ha, 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 these people are a bunch of nuts. Dr. Corsi, myself, both were interviewed by this guy, this Ratcliffe guy. We gave him and emailed him the TxDOT documents and the federal documents calling it a North American superhighway, NAFTA highway, and then still in the article it was, well, we say this imaginary thing exists while they push it and build it. It's just the incredible level of denial when you try to give the press documents and they still, I sent him SPP documents. I sent him, you know, articles that had links to the documents, from last year where they say it's a North American integration, keep it secret. I know you've given those documents to the press.
Right.
How do they respond in Canada?
They just as yours do. Turn accusations that I'm nuts, that I don't know what I'm talking about, that it's just a conspiracy theory, or they just, worse yet, they just ignore it. That's the big thing. They ignore it. But it's like Mahatma Gandhi said, you know, first they ignore, then they laugh at you, and then they fight you, and then you win. And we just have to remember that they're at the level of ridicule, I guess, which means they're beginning to realize we're having some headway. But it's a pretty devastating expression of the level that our democracies have sunk.
Yeah.
When the media has totally abandoned its duty, the mainstream media has abandoned its duty.
That's why they're losing their viewership, their listenership.
You're right.
Their readership, because they've been fully discredited. We'll check back in with you tomorrow as all of this develops. Thank you so much, Connie Fogel, head of the Canadian Action Party. We have links to her up on Infowars.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for including me. Bye-bye then.
You bet. We'll be checking in with you tonight and tomorrow as this develops. We just talked to Dr. Corsi, who's up there, Connie Fogel, now Howard Phillips. You know him as the head of Conservative USA. And as one of the few true conservatives left in the Republican Party, rest of them are Rockefeller globalists up there. They're there to pacify conservatives and ensure our destruction into this new world order. HowardPhillips.com is also one of the websites. He heads up the big coalition, one of the big coalitions that's formed to fight the North American Union and the SPP, and he's been instrumental in helping get Congress pass that law to try to block highway funds for NAFTA super highways that, then again, they tell us don't exist as they try to build them. He's up there right now, and Howard Phillips, have you been able to get press passes in yet?
I have not sought a press pass because I'm an activist. By the way, Alex, one correction. I left the Republican Party in 1974 and helped start what is now the Constitution Party.
No, I know that. But my point is that you've been a Republican and you're one of the a few Republicans. I mean, you wouldn't even say there's any connotation to Republicanism then.
Well, I have nothing to do with them. I left them because of my profound disagreements with their policies, not just now, but even then. when they expanded Lyndon Johnson's Great Society.
Absolutely, with good old Tricky Dicky there. Now, you're up there. What are you witnessing? What are you seeing?
Well, we had a very successful news conference this morning, amazingly well covered by the Canadian media, and I understand Fox News in the U.S. is going to be picking up some of it. And, of course, Connie Fogel and Jerry Corsi made a major contribution, as did Bob Park, who's a former border control agent who is with Veterans Against the New World Order, and Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, John McManus of the John Birch Society, went extremely well. I'm now in my room, and I was just watching the arrival of Bush on Air Force One, and they were transferring him to a helicopter when one of his Marines collapsed. I hope the Marine is doing well. But basically what we're seeing is that the veil is being lifted over these private conversations. They just had a commentator on one of the television stations who said, well, we all have private meetings. We don't want people to burst in on our private meetings. The difference, of course, Alex, is that these private meetings are being held by people who are supposed to be accountable to the citizens of the nations which
they
were elected to lead. That's
right. They are setting policy at an executive level without the parliament or the congresses of the other two nations being involved. And last time I checked, that was called treason. We got the SPP documents via FOIA requests and suits from Judicial Watch last year, and they talk about keeping it secret and evolution and integration by stealth. Is this not treason?
Well, under the constitutional definition of treason, it is not, because under the Constitution, you have to be giving aid and comfort to our enemies.
But the globalists are enemies of America.
And you have to be at war, etc. So technically, it's not treason, but certainly it undermines America's status as an independent constitutional republic, and it's something which has to be opposed, something which could very well qualify as an impeachable offense, although not necessarily treason.
Well, I have to say, they claim we're in a war on terror with these shadowy enemies that can never be defeated, the perfect enemy, the perfect bogeyman. And then at the same time, they've built 2 miles of border fence, and they're giving the illegals amnesty by fiat, and then they're meeting in secret to further get rid of our borders. I think it's treason.
Well, it's certainly something of which I disapprove. And they talk about harmonizing the policies of the three countries, harmonizing is their word. There are 20 working groups that are involved with bureaucrats from the three countries. This is all being done under a supposed grant of executive authority under some unspecified legislation, but there is no congressional mandate for this. Indeed, on two occasions they've lost in Congress. One, they lost when the McCain-Kennedy-Bush bill was defeated. They had inserted language embracing SPP in the final hours of that debate. When that went down, the authorization for SPP went down. And then my friend Congressman Duncan Hunter of California, a Republican, together with Congressman Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, a Democrat, introduced legislation in the form of an amendment which passed overwhelmingly by a margin of 300-something to 60-something on July 24, barring the use of Transportation Department funds to advance the NAFTA superhighway or any other element.
Meanwhile, Howard Phillips, what do you, founder of the Constitution Party, what do you think of this tactic of stonewalling and lying, just like with the amnesty bill, saying it wasn't amnesty? I think that's really backfired on them, and I wonder about their tacticians coming up with a spin machine of just outright lies. Where do you think they'll keep lying, and B, do you think this has been a big disaster?
Well, unfortunately, President Bush has lost whatever reputation for probity he once had, and when he speaks, his words are taken with a very big grain of salt. I do believe that we're achieving a significant breakthrough this week. I think that people are, for the first time, becoming aware of what is going on with the SPP, the NAU. There have been a number of events. The Hudson Institute had an event a week ago today, at which Robert Pastor spoke, along with several other supporters of the SPP and NAU, but there was one man there, John Fonte of Hudson, who brilliantly rebutted everything that Pastor had to say and pointed out from Pastor's own quotes his support for a North American community, the part that he played in having a mock North American parliament, etc. That was broadcast on C-SPAN. It was a four-hour event. We had superb media coverage at our news conference today, and when you and I finish our interview, I'm going over to the Fox television studio here in Ottawa, and they're indicating they're going to do something.
Howard Phillips,
TV.
Why did you, and we're about to break, I want to come back and talk to you for four more minutes on the other side. Why do you think that they thought that they could just lie? Was this the 30, 40-year-old model of not having talk radio or the Internet, where they thought they could just claim they weren't doing something and then do it by stealth? Because it just seems so foolish.
Well, you know, Alex, they have miscalculated incredibly. On the immigration bill, they thought they could get away with shoving an amnesty bill, a shamnesty bill, down the throats of the American people. But thanks to you and others on talk radio, the American people woke up and they suffered a humiliating defeat.
Stay there. HowardPhillips.com, conservativeusa.org. He's there in Ottawa right now.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Welcome back. Howard Phillips is our guest. Coming up the next hour, we're going to have open phones. We'll also have a guest popping in who is the barrister, the lawyer for families that are suing the government in England, victims of 7/7, saying there's a cover-up. Howard Phillips, to get the SPP documents from Canada last year at the last meeting in Banff, and to have the corporate chieftains, global corporations, multinationals, there literally calling the shots and talking about carbon taxes and the rest of it, and then to have denial. Where do you see this playing out? I mean, looking into your crystal ball, decades and decades, you know, tracking all this in Washington. I mean, you talk about it failing, stalling, slowing down. How do you see globalization playing out now? Because they even admit they're facing roadblocks everywhere.
Well, the good news is people are beginning to wake up. The bad news is that there have been many steps to globalization. World Trade Organization, NAFTA, the World Bank, the IMF, the UN, the International, or the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the Inter-American Development Bank, et cetera, they've already made considerable progress in building their new world order. And the problem is that we're in a position of stopping new adventures on their part, but we're not yet in a position where we're strong enough to reverse the old ones. And what we need to do is bring a government to power which wants to truly restore America's constitutional republic as spelled out in the Constitution. And only when we have a president who is willing to cut off all foreign aid, all money to the UN, to pull back the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, et cetera, only then do we have a shot at winning this battle. We can slow it down now, and we're going to slow it down. We have a good chance to block ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty. We have a good chance to prevent them from building the North American Union.
So the good news is, before, we weren't even fighting them. The people were asleep. At least now, we see our numbers exploding. The sleeping giant is rousing itself.
But I was in 1993, when they were pushing NAFTA, I fought hard against it, but our people were asleep at the switch. And the problem is, the enemy has the front page of the newspaper, they have the lead story in the evening news, and we just have a system of tom-toms, and it takes a long time for our tale to be told to the people on our side. It takes a long time to get our message out. Thanks to talk radio, cable TV, we're in a little bit better position now. Direct mail is a big help, but we're not yet strong enough to beat them, but we're making progress.
Well, exactly. We're now in the fight, and we're starting to see their hubris drain and concern enter their faces. But the point I was going to make is that Henry Kissinger, I was just watching him a few weeks ago on Charlie Rose, bragged. He said, well, this new world order may fail, but we will come back with a new world order. There are many paths to it. And so really, that's it. They're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and that's why they've been so successful, is because they're dauntless. We've got to be dauntless on our side.
Yeah, well, they've got the media, they've got the money, and we're fighting a nonviolent guerrilla war against them. And George Washington, in some respects, fought a guerrilla war against the British, and he ultimately prevailed by persevering. And, Alex, you're doing a great job of waking up your audience and encouraging them to persevere. And by God's grace, we may at some point be able to win back our republic.
Howard, I'd like to be able to get you to pop back in tomorrow with another report for us from Ottawa. Thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
Alex, I'm grateful for the invitation. I know all about you, have heard so much about you, and this is my first opportunity to join you on the air. God bless you.
God bless you. Maybe sometime we can have you up for a full hour when you get back. Take care.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
All right, we're going to come back and just, I guess, go ahead and get the next guest on. And we'll get into London bombing for about 20 minutes. I'm going to shift gears back into your calls and some economic news as well. The traders are meeting right now.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.